Foreclosures Must Go On.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Bank of America is resuming foreclosures in almost two dozen states this week. The bank had halted foreclosures nationwide after discovering problems with paperwork. B of A now admits it found misspelled names and incorrect data. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is with us live from Washington with more on this. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So they admit there were mistakes, but they're going to go forward with foreclosures?
Well, the bank says it did find some of these types of errors, but only in a small number of cases. And the mistakes include things like a lack of signatures and files that are missing. Some borrowers' names were misspelled. But the bank says no homes were foreclosed upon in error. Hmm. So it's going ahead with foreclosures in 23 states right now.
And Nancy, you're in Washington. Is the government going to do anything about this?
Well, Jeremy, you may have heard there's an election next week.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And Democrats have been saying, hey, look, the financial reform law that they pushed through Congress is going to prevent this kind of thing.
Huh.
You could say the foreclosure problems are sort of a first test for this new law. The new Financial Stability Council is trying to get a handle on this latest twist in the foreclosure saga. There are worries it could cause another crisis for banks, but this council has only met once so far. And here's another thing, Jeremy. Most of the action right now is at the state level, and that is because these foreclosure mistakes involve state property laws. The 50 attorneys general nationwide are conducting an investigation.
Okay, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington, thanks.
You're welcome.
And to the UK now, where Google is in trouble for what could be a major breach of privacy. The California-based search engine has admitted it intercepted tens of thousands of private emails from around Britain. Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us now live from London with more on that story. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
So tell us what happened here.
The breach occurred through Google's Street View service, which shows photographs of street views and individual properties
right.
in a number of countries around the world. Now, it emerged back in May that when Street View mapping cars were driving around taking photos, they were also intercepting Wi-Fi communications between individual households and the internet. The company said at the time they were just trying to map Wi-Fi hotspots and didn't realize they were also, as a result of the overzealous engineering, collecting and storing personal emails and even passwords. Now, Google this weekend admitted far more information of this kind has been gathered and stored than previously thought.
And, Stephen, I imagine people aren't too happy about this.
No, this has caused a major ruckus in half a dozen countries. There are criminal investigations underway in Germany and Canada. Initially in the UK, the data protection authorities here said it's not a big deal. Now, after Google's admission, they're taking another look, and there's a major parliamentary debate on the issue here on Thursday. Google, it seems, is going to take quite a bit of heat.
Okay, Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
And let's check global markets. European markets are higher, up about 0.5% across the continent at this hour. Asian markets are mixed after a weekend meeting of the world's finance ministers in South Korea. They say they'll try to avoid a currency war. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow fell 14 points to close at 11,132.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at The Economist online. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
The midterm elections are a week away, and as every political ad you'll see on TV will remind you, a good job can be tough to find these days. All this week, we're looking at the sustainability of jobs. Some have much better outlooks than others. Today, Marketplace's Adrian Hill checks out a career that's growing almost as fast as its little clients.
Okay, everyone, stand up. It's time to exercise. Everyone say exercise.
Dan the Man Levy is helping 3- and 4-year-olds get fit.
Warm up your muscles. Run. Who's the fastest?
Watching these awkward little kids trying to get their bodies to jump and stretch, and how adoring their parents are, is really very sweet.
That was amazing. Did you see that? That was amazing.
Mom Betsy Chassie and Dad Gordy Grabelny beam as their 3-year-old son Max balances and does a flip with the help of Dan the Man. They signed Max up to help get him busy and play with other kids. Dan the Man Levy says parents bring kids to his class for all sorts of reasons.
A lot of times their kids are shy. A lot of times their kids are uncoordinated, or they just want to give them, like I said, an experience where it's a fun exercise lifestyle.
Healthier kids also, hopefully, become healthier adults. Training Tykes to Tumble has been good for Levy. He started his business 8 years ago as a mobile gym that took fitness classes to school. About 4 years ago, he got his own space in Los Angeles.
Increasingly, parents are hiring personal trainers for their children, and the number of weight training gyms for children is expected to continue to grow.
Roger Moncarz is an economist with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The kiddie fitness trend isn't just an upper crust concern. Some family-oriented gyms, like YMCAs, are adding fitness classes for little ones. Moncarz estimates jobs for fitness instructors that pay about $30,000 a year will jump by nearly a third over the next decade. That's a faster rate than many jobs in the expanding service sector.
Not just the adults who are concerned and have the New Year's resolutions to get in shape. They're trying to kind of impart that wisdom and those values on the children as well.
Adults are also looking to exercise to stay healthy, minimize their health care costs, and improve their, shall we say, bottom line. Too bad getting in shape can't always be this fun.
Go find your square and jump on it!
I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
Jump.
And finally, just a few days after Starbucks started selling alcohol in some stores, the company is rolling out a new mobile pay program in New York. So no need to carry money. Customers will be able to pay for their Grande Startinis by calling up a barcode on their smartphones. And then I guess they'll be able to send drunk text messages about it. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The recession has a lot of people going back to school. They've just had enough of scraping by.
Not only what I do, but my husband, who's a carpenter, has had low work. And I just want to find something so we can be sustained.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, aiming for the middle class in an hourglass economy. Today's business news and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.